Let's begin by setting an intention to allow the body to remain still and allowing ourselves to remain awake. In yoga, the most powerful thing is actually a mental intention. To many of us, it seems like the least powerful thing. But over time, mental intention can transform your life, your world. After setting those intentions, let's take a deep breath in, and we'll exhale with a gentle sigh. And begin to feel yourself letting go. And let's take another deep breath in, and as you exhale, let go a little more. Feel your body beginning to let go of tension, and your mind beginning to let go of thinking. And then one last time, let's take a deep breath in and exhale as you let go completely. Now turn your attention to your breath. Specifically to the movement of your abdomen as you breathe. Feel your belly rise on the inhalation. And feel it descend gently with each exhale. Begin now to gently exaggerate the movement of your belly as you deepen your breathing. Do this without creating any sense of strain. Breathe in and out through the nose, smoothly, softly, and silently. Now, add a very simple visualization to the breath. As you inhale, see or feel the breath moving from the point between the eyebrows down along the spine to the tailbone. And as you exhale, see or feel the breath move from the tailbone back up the length of the spine to return to the point between the eyebrows. Now continue with the deep rhythmic breathing and the visualization, but add the non-vocal sound of so hum. On the inhalation, as the breath moves from the third eye to the tailbone, say to yourself silently, so, S-O, so. Then, as you exhale, and the breath moves from the tailbone back up to the third eye, say to yourself silently, hum, H-U-M, hum. Now relax your effort and return the breath to a neutral state. At this point, I'd like to invite you to work with an intention or sankalpa. If you don't have a sankalpa and you'd like to create one, the intention needs to be stated in the first person, present tense, and use only positive words. It should be a short phrase or statement that encapsulates something that you would like to manifest in your life. The sankalpa should generally be a longer-term goal, not something like a parking spot. If you can't think of a sankalpa today, then simply relax during this time and see if something does not arise spontaneously. These can sometimes be the most powerful intentions. And then finally, if you have a sankalpa, repeat it to yourself 3 times silently now. Now take your awareness or attention to your body. Move attention to the point between the eyebrows. Now down to the pit of the throat. To the right shoulder. Elbow, right wrist, thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, wrist, elbow, shoulder, pit of the throat, left shoulder, elbow, wrist, thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, wrist, elbow, shoulder, pit of the throat, center of the chest, right side of the chest. Center of the chest. Left side. Center of the chest. Navel. Center of the pubic bone. Right hip. Right knee. Ankle. Big toe. Second toe. Middle toe. Fourth toe. Little toe. Ankle. Knee. Hip. Center of the pubic bone. Left hip. Left knee. Ankle. Big toe. Second toe. Middle toe. Fourth toe. Little toe. Ankle. Knee. Hip. Center of the pubic bone. Navel. Center of the chest. Pit of the throat. Point between the eyebrows. Now relax as you become aware of the space that is in front of your closed eyes, the empty or blank space called the chidakasha, or mind space. Notice that this space extends infinitely in all directions, that it does not have a center. And that although it seems to be empty or blank, you notice that actually it's alive and shimmering. Notice that my voice is contained within this space, as are the other sounds that you may be aware of. The space easily holds them all. Notice that any thoughts that arise, or emotions, or images are also contained easily within the chidakasha, or mind space. And then notice that the experience of the body, the perception of the physical body, sensations on the skin, perception of heat or cold are all also contained within this space. Conventional wisdom tells us that this space is within the body or brain. But what is your experience right now? Which is more accurate? This space is inside of the body, or the body is actually contained within this space? Return awareness now to your breath. It is time to remember and repeat your intention or sankalpa. For the best effect, use the exact same words and phrase as you did at the beginning. Again, repeating it to yourself 3 times. Then, gradually begin to deepen your breathing. Slowly begin to move and stretch as you wake yourself up. And when you feel that you're ready, come join me seated upright. Let's turn facing in. And to finish, we'll join our hands together at the heart center in Anjali Mudra. Let's take our hands from the heart to the head and bow our heads to the heart. Namaste. Thanks, guys. A couple quick announcements. I've got a retreat coming up in November where we'll do lots of extended practices like 45 minutes of yoga nidra. We'll do chanting with music called kirtan. We'll also do lots of yin and flow yoga. So if you're interested, please grab a card and you can get more information on my website. I'll also be teaching at the Dirty South Yoga Fest this weekend, which is in West Midtown, and it's a benefit for Centering Youth, which is a group that brings yoga to underserviced youth communities. So it's a very good cause. They also have an online auction. You don't even have to go. You can just bid on the art pieces. And again, you can find out more information there. Otherwise, I hope to see you next time. Thanks again. If you can, stay around for Universal. That's next.